Leggings are one of those like beauties of life. I think I was born in the just the right time. Or maybe the whole thing is that I saw leggings and then they were this amazing thing. They were this amazing thing that I love and made one of my fetishes instantly. I don't know. It's sort of a with leggings, my leggings fetish. With my leggings fetish, it's sort of this: which came first, the chicken or the egg? Because I don't know if I love leggings because they existed when I got here, or if I would have loved leggings. If I loved leggings and that was deep in my soul, regardless of the era, I'm not too sure. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing when you're in the bar and you look across from you, see a pretty little thing on the sitting on a bar stool, Lululemon logo shining over at you. What a beautiful treat. What a blessed day that is. The only leggings I don't like are those ones. Actually, you know what? There's a lot of leggings I don't like. I like the ones where they're smooth, they're simple, no weird shit. I don't like the ones where it's all bunched up at the back and it looks like a bow. It's like dimpled to look like it's like a bow, and I guess the idea is that it's supposed to look like the woman's ass is eating the leggings, but it's not. I would rather the woman's ass actually eat the leggings than to fake it. I don't like that. I like it when it's just smooth and nice. I like it like the Lulu ones when they're shiny. What a beautiful sight that is. When they're new and shiny. I feel like, I remember talking to my coworkers one day and I was saying like, he was like, he was, my one coworker was saying how like he got like a belt buckle and like, oh, all the ladies are gonna like, oh, the ladies are gonna love me. I was like, a belt buckle? Is that really? Does that get the women turned on? Like, I didn't. For me, like, I make my own fashion choices. A lot of them are retarded. But I just kind of wear what I think is, like, cool and what I like. Which is overalls every single day. But, I just never even perceived it as, like a belt buckle as, like a sexy thing to a woman. But I guess it's something, you think of, as a woman, you probably think about, undoing that thing, what's behind that belt buckle? Oh, a big fat knob. Big fat cock behind there. But to me, I don't understand that. But I guess he understood that. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It was just something. But I think if that is a if like a belt buckle is like something that a woman finds like sexy, like a new belt, then I think my version of like a belt buckle is like a fresh pair, like a new belt for a woman is like my ver like a fresh pair of leggings on a woman. What a sweet treat that is. Oh my days. But I don't like those other ones where it looks like, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like the skin kind of balloons out. Like they've got like, it's like webbing over it or something. It'll be like a gray pair of leggings and then over top there'll be like a layer that looks like it's got a bunch of holes in it. You know what I mean? I guess it's kind of retarded to say, you know what I mean, when is an entirely rhetorical performance, but you know what I mean? I don't like those ones. Those ones are not as like nummy to look at. From what I understand, like women are always like looking for like seamless leggings. Like they're always trying to like, I gotta get seamless leggings because it's like if they get the seamless ones, I think what happens is they don't get a camel toe from it. I think that's what happens. Which you're basically you're ruining the best part of it, ladies, by punching even typing in seamless. Just the idea that you're like. Just the fact that you had that idea sickens me. That you would want to ruin one of God's most beautiful creations, which is the camel toe. I think I like camel toe more than I like the sight of pussy, even. A camel toe? I feel the same way about camel toe as I do about cleavage, where the clothed version, infinitely better. Maybe this makes me a gay guy. The clothed version, like so much better. It's like a bare pussy. It's good. It's fine. It does the trick. Whatever. Pussy with panties over top, pulled up into a little, pulled up into a little thing. Breathtaking. I would kill. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me to see? To see, a woman pull her panties or some leggings up into a camel toe for me, I would kill my whole family. Are you kidding me? I would do anything. What a sweet treat. Getting settled. Yeah, that's one of those things that, a woman pulling it up into a camel toe for you, if she said, you have to kill your whole family, or I will never pull it up into a camel toe in front of you, dude, are you kidding me? I'm doing the black and white scene from Kill Bill Volume 1 is what's happening. Listen, if a woman goes, hey, kill your whole family, or I will never pull it up into a camel toe for you. If you kill your whole family, I will pull it up into a camel toe for you. I'm doing the black and white scene from Kill Bill Volume 1. It's happening, okay? I don't care. I do not care. Anything for the... Just the precious sight. I don't even need to do this on it. I don't even need to be able to squeeze it or anything. Just to see it. Camel toe's amazing. Cleavage is amazing. I love cleavage. Cleavage? The sight of cleavage? That's the kind of thing that... I think that's like the only thing that could put me to sleep as a kid is just thinking about like cleavage, like all the cleavage I saw that day, all the bellies I saw that day, I just sleep with the light on, because I didn't want to, I would be scared of monsters. I'd be going, oh my God, what if there's monsters in here? If I kept the light on, I could calmly think about, looking at butts. I could calmly think about, looking at butts, all day, and, I was like a nasty freak of a little kid, dude. I was a goblin. I loved looking at my one friend's mom, in, the second grade. She was pregnant. Anytime she would come in the room, I was just like this, just staring. Dude, are you kidding me? You think I'm not going to stare all day long at that? You're out your goddamn mind if you think you're walking in to like my second grade classroom and I'm not going to stare you down. It's going to happen. I was a whole freak when I was a kid, dude. I was a nightmare, dude. Just She hated me, dude, because she knew I was staring. She knew, because I was not subtle about it, dude. I would just lock in, dude. Just enjoying the fruits of her labor, dude. Just beauty. Just like, dude, a pregnant belly is one of those things that just helps you see, like the beauty in the world all around us, dude. Cause you go, oh, like, shit's really bleak, dude. The economy's terrible. There's war all the time. All these, you know, horrors of the world. You lock eyes with a pregnant belly? A little belly button poking out of the shirt? Sticking out like a sore thumb? Like a green thumb? Like you're good at, growing boners to put in your pussy to have a baby with? You think I'm not gonna look at that nub? I love a nub, dude. I love a little nub. Let's get nubby. You get nubby, and I'll get a damn chubby. Is how I'm going. One of those beautiful sights. I think I have one of the most niche fetishes that like a person can have, because what I like is when a woman wears leggings, pregnant. The leggings are pulled up just above the belly button. And then also, she's wearing a small shirt. So then, like a shirt that's slight, like too small for her, so that it's riding up on her stomach, and there's just like that little sliver of skin. That might be my biggest fetish, and it's like one of the most rare sights in the world. But when you see it, You start thinking about going to church again. You start thinking about a lot of things. You start thinking about changing your ways. You start thinking about, you know, maybe I gotta stop with all this screwing around, messing around, and, you know, get right with the Lord, and then settle down with a beautiful Christian woman, and breed like rabbits, by God Almighty, by good Christ Almighty, have 18 kids and counting, by God, by Christ, God, Christ Almighty. Damn. One of those beautiful things. I've been reading about, Poland, lately. Something that was just like interesting to me is I found out, like if you ever find yourself at a Polish wedding and you're ever confused about who the groom is, it's the guy in the clean bowling shirt. So that's like a cool little, piece of information that you might want to, it might be useful to you someday. But man, oh man, do I love a pregnant belly. That being said, like it goes tummy, and then like listen in the ass and tits, like are you an ass man or a tits man debate, why is tummy not in there? Because people will try to work feet in there. Listen, get tummy in there, and then I'm tummy, and then ass, and then boobs, and then feet. But I feel like feet and boobs are tied, because I gotta fuck some feet kind of guy, but, like, I'm up for the challenge, you know what I mean? It's not like something I think about, but I've been known to go on, like, the r/foot, subreddit, just to see what's cooking. I'm not jacking off to it. If I was, I would tell you. If I was, I'd tell you. I'd tell you I'd jack off guy does a cum shot on, like, the back of some girl's leggings. Like, I am on r/come-on-clothes, like, fairly often. So, I'm not saying I'm not a foot guy because, oh, that's crazy to me. I can't imagine. I can pretty easily imagine what it's like to be a foot guy. Because I'm a tummy guy. And there's a certain level, Like, tummy is more, I think tummy is more degenerate than feet. Like, feet is like a, like, it's niche, it's on the outskirts, it's kind of a bench warmer type fetish, but it's not, it's up there. It's probably the most, like, common fetish, I think. Isn't it? Because it's like, people will say that shit in, like, kids' movies. You ever, you remember watching, like, a family movie, and they'd be like, "Bah, what do you have, a foot fetish?" And, like, it would just kind of go over your head because you were a kid. But then you watch a that movie again, and you're like, "Whoa, we just said foot fetish. What the hell? He's talking about getting a damn foot job. He's referencing getting a damn foot job. What the crap?" But being like a belly fetishist is some degenerate shit. It's not like a, it's not like a cool thing at all. But I will stand by it till I die. Okay? Till I die. What a beautiful thing a tummy is, though. I'm not a big, I was gonna say, I'm not like a huge tits man. I'm not a huge tits man. And, like, I'm not saying I've never seen a pair of tits I didn't like. I'm not saying that I've never seen a pair of tits that I liked. But too often, I just think of, this is just, like, this is not that different from, like, a fat guy's tits. Like, most women's tits are not that different from, like, fat guy's tits. And so that's kind of my issue. I do see, I've seen some nice pairs, you know. But most of the time, I'm like, this is just, like, a fat guy's tits. This is nothing. This is nothing I couldn't see on any water slide I've ever been on. It's just, if it feels, I don't know. And maybe I just have trouble with the imagination part. I think that's probably what it is. Because I think you're, when you see tits, you're supposed to imagine yourself sucking on them. And I do like the idea of sucking on some tits, like if I were to breastfeed or something like that. But I don't, I have trouble with the fantasy part of it. Like, titty fucking, I'm sure it's great when you're doing it, but it's kind of like watching, I feel like a tit fuck is mostly like watching a blowjob in porn. You know what I mean? Like, if you're watching a video where they're doing a blowjob specifically, it's like amazing. Like, if they're really like, this is the blowjob video. Like, the foreplay is them cuddling for like an hour and then they do the blowjob. Like, if that's what it is, you can watch a pretty good blowjob video out of that. But if it's just like the pre vagina, you know, full pen, if it's one of those free, like full pen, sort of videos, sort of sitches, the blowjob is like almost never good. It's never fun to watch. Almost never. But I feel like that's most tit fucks. Like, most of them are not good. There was one that I saw on Reddit that was fucking sweet. Listen, this ad's really like cringe because it sounds like I watch all my porn on Reddit, which I do, but, I do watch, other stuff too. I'm not some sort of freak who watches porn exclusively on Reddit. I watch it on all the other porn sites too. I'm not a freak, guys. What was I saying? Oh, there was one where a woman was wearing like a mesh. It was like a mesh tube top kind of thing. And the guy is tit fucking her, and then he blows his load, and it's a real milky load, and it like shoots through the mesh, and it just like splashes through it a little bit, and that's a pretty good tit fuck. But it's hard to find a good blowjob or tit fuck sort of video. You know, maybe I'm just not looking for them, but I wonder if my I wonder if the tit fuck fandom would agree and the blowjob fandom would agree. But I like it too when you look at a woman's leggings and they hug the calf, like they squeeze the calf like it's in a vice or something. What a beautiful thing. And then the little ankle behind, underneath that. What a beautiful, like that's like the most beautiful thing ever. Like I see the ankle on a woman underneath her leggings, the part that beautiful little sliver of skin. Dude, that little sliver of skin between the woman's leggings and her little and her little low top shoes, her little low top Converse. I think I could be Muslim. It's that good. It's that good where I go, even just the ankle, baby. Even just the ankle. You are a sweetie and a and my love. I'm writing love letters to her. Oh, and it was just because I saw some ankle. I saw some ankle, and now I'm penning love letters that are going to be published in a compilation of love letters when I die, because the sonnets that this woman's beautiful leggings and legging hugged calves and her and bare ankle and low top Converse, the sonnets that this is inspiring are breathtaking, and I'm gonna win the Pulitzer is basically what's gonna happen. It's gonna be the most beautiful, breathtaking thing. You're gonna cream. But yeah. Tummy's amazing. Leggings are amazing. I like it when a woman has like a little bit of stubble in her armpit. What a beautiful thing that is. What a delicious thing. Or when she shaves it and it's all and there's that dark patch. I'm not, listen, what a beautiful thing. Dude, you see the dark patch? You see the dark patch on a visco? I go hog wild, dude. I go hog wild. And by hog wild, I mean cranking my peanuts. Sorry. Sorry, liberals. I'm cranking my peanuts to your visco. But that's some good ass bullshit right there. You want to give me a chubby in my Ghostbusters pajama bottoms. You're doing a good job. You're doing a great job with that little brown patch. I love that little brown patch. That thing is a kiss indicator where it goes kisses right here. All lay all your loving on me. I'm ABBA. I'm ABBA. And I'm going, lay all your loving on me, because I'm a woman and I've got the brown pat, the beautiful brown patch where I shaved my armpit. Is kind of how I'm feeling. That's my 2 cents. That's my penny. That's my yeah, that's my penny. There you go. What else is a beautiful thing? When a woman has her hair up, oh my God, dude. Anything a woman does with her with her hair up, ponytail, amazing. Little messy bun action. Dude, I go crazy for a messy bun. I'll kill a dog and I'll kill a police dog to get to you, dude. That's how much I love a messy bun. I see a messy bun, a police dog and a police dog is chasing me. I'll grab that dog and I'll tear it in half by the mouth. Okay, to get to a messy bun. I love a messy bun. Dude, sweet, sweet. Dude, I go hog wild for eyeshadow. I go dog shit, fuck wild when I see eyeshadow. you put eyeshadow on before we meet, you're a two or whatever. You're a three. You're a 3 out of 10. You know, typically you'd have no shot with me. You throw some eyeshadow on, you're the love of my life, dude. Let's go. Let's go. I'm going. You, dude, you're a 2, you're a 3. I'm going, I don't know. I'm okay, I think. Throw some eyeshadow on. Throw some eyeshadow on. I'm going, I'm looking at you. I'm going, why don't we just get out of here? Just you and me. So pretty. I don't know. I'm sorry. You're just really pretty, and I can't even think right now. We should just get out of here. Come on. But just, you know, get in my car. I'll throw some music on. Just drive till we can't anymore. Ice just slid down my windshield. That spooked me. That spooked me. But that sort of, you know, with a little, with a 3 and some, with some eyeshadow on her, I don't think anything could take me down. I don't think anything could, startle me. Not even ice on my windshield melting, sliding down. I'll take on the whole world for a 3 with some eyeshadow on. What a sweetie, dude. You know. God damn, dude. I'd do anything for eyeshadow. Anything. And you know what? I don't even actually mind when like a woman has like armpit hair. That doesn't actually like bother me. What, literally a woman can do anything with her armpit hair and I'll be like totally just like enamored and in love. As long as I get to see her pits. If a woman can have any sort of pit, but as long as she lets me see them, now we're in business. I'm going now. What a beautiful. And I know you're going, Aaron, a pregnant woman in leggings with hair under her armpits, or maybe just the brown patch, or maybe the brown patch and some stubble. And also her hair in a messy bun, and also some eyeshadow on. That's like a crazy preference to have. But it's like even two of those things. Even three. But also, can a guy just, you know, have what he have his, you know, wants and his needs? I have my needs, and you guys need to learn how to come along with me on this journey, because this is what a guy needs. This is what your boy needs. And so I need you to work on finding me this sweet honey baby who's pregnant, wearing leggings, armpit hair, or stubble, and the brown patch under her armpit, the dark patch, and then also eyeshadow and a messy bun. And what else was there? I think that's it. Wearing a fresh pair of Lululemon leggings, so the fabric shines, but then also when she turns around, that little beautiful Lululemon logo shines so beautiful, shines its shine, you know, for the whole world to see. And I'm going, there's still beauty in this world. There's still love in this world. I'm feeling it right now.